how's Jordy look this week?
Good. I'm excited to see what he does on Sunday. Seems like he feels healthy and he's running around and took a lot of reps this week, and I'm excited to see what he can do.
Does he look like a guy who's basically practiced for 3 weeks, or does he look like a guy who's played for 8 years or whatever it's been?
No, yeah, I think he looks pretty sharp. He jumped back in very well, and I think he's done a nice job the last couple of weeks getting himself in pretty good shape too. And it's been hot and humid here, and especially in the indoor too. So it's been good test for him, and he's responded really well so far. I think you'd have to ask him that. I don't know that, but I would assume anybody is. And but we're excited to have him. I'm glad he's here and helping us. And in the long run, I think he's someone we're excited to have in the organization.
What were the challenges that Ty had time to come ahead in camp? I mean, there's times where he was in open spots, just missing catches. It looked like maybe it was a lack of being in sync with the different quarterbacks. What was his challenges to get to where he was last season?
Yeah, I mean, I think as much as anything for Ty, I mean, you have a guy who had an injury that took him away from the game for a pretty significant amount of time. So whether there was something early on in camp that he needed to kind of get his feet back underneath him, but I feel like he's progressed very well. And, I'm excited. Again, he's one of those guys you're excited to see on Sunday and see what he can do. Feel like he's made great strides, and he should help us win some football games.
What have you seen from Devon House, who obviously has a lot of history here, but was one of their top guys?
Yeah, no, I mean, I was only here a year with Devon, and he was a great player here, and he had a heck of a year last year for sure. I mean, just watching the film, and I mean, he's a guy who had he was guarding the top receiver for each team last year as you watch the film, so he's a really good player, and we look forward to the challenge.
It's something that looks pretty good on paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get a first-round pick, and then you need a Moore guy. It seems like it's a pretty good cornerback.
They present a good challenge for us. I'm excited about it. I mean, I think anytime you're in our room, we're excited and look forward to the challenge of playing against good players. And I think we got a great group in our room, too, so it should be a fun matchup.
From what you saw, did they match Devon a lot in tape last year, or does he play ground
away? Last year they did. They did do that. They haven't. I mean, preseason's preseason, so I think it's like anything. When you open up a season against a team, you're not really sure exactly what to expect. But we're kind of expecting we'll be ready for everything that they throw at us, no matter where they put him or any of the other DBs. But he did last year.
Can he explain just how excited he is to have made it through camp, for the first time without any sort of an injury given his history? And so knowing that and knowing, the type of player he is when he is healthy, is there a part of you that kind of hopes he might not get a lot of special teams reps so that he can have a lesser chance of getting hurt?
No, I don't. The last thing on my mind for any of the guys is about getting hurt. No, I think it's football. It's part of the game. He's going to help us in all of those areas. So as much as he can get on the field anywhere, I think is going to help us win football games. So, that's the last thing I think that you can think about as a football coach is what can happen, because anything can happen in any play.
Luke, what do you think that month did for him, though, being able to go first practice all the way through Kansas City and getting those reps when last year was kind of hard for him?
He works his butt off every single day. So, having the opportunity to be – available every day is huge. I mean, that's both with me and special teams. I think he's just a guy that's gotten better every single day that he's been here. So, again, excited to see what he does for the teams and for us.
What do you think of Devontae's camp? It seemed like he made a lot of spectacular plays, maybe dropped too many. I guess what did you think just overall?
No, I'm excited for Devontae. I thought he's had a very progressive camp. I think he just got better each and every week, and I'm excited to see what he can do. Again, he's one of those guys that on Sunday I'm going to be really excited. I can't wait to see these guys go out and have that opportunity because they've all worked really hard, and it's been fun to be around a group of guys that it means a lot to. I mean, everything, every single detail means the most to those guys, and Devontae is no exception for sure.
Speaking of meaning a lot, do you notice that this group is ready to, bounce back from last year? I mean, I'm sure Randall didn't have the season he wanted, and some of that was injury, and probably the same for Devontae, that maybe there's something to prove here?
I'll be bouncing around that question because I don't see it as a bounce back. I never brought that up and never thought about it, and no one in our room haven't talked about it. It's just we have just been moving forward with where we're at, and we're really excited about, where each guy has gone each and every day, because I feel like everyone in that room has gotten better. Everybody in that room has gotten better, so I'm really excited to see how we show up on Sunday.